You wanted a king? Fine, you got him. Be careful what you wish for, the prophet warns in this Haftarah for Shabbat Korach from 1 Samuel chapter 12. Welcome to the Voice of the Prophet, the weekly Haftarah brought to life, featuring actor Ronald Gutman. I'm your host, Rabbi Jan Urbach, director of the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS.
Samuel said to the people, "Come, let us go to Gilgal and there inaugurate the monarchy." So all the people went to Gilgal, and there at Gilgal they declared Saul king before Adonai. They offered sacrifices of well-being there before Adonai, and Saul and all the men of Israel held a great celebration there. Then Samuel said to all Israel, "I have yielded to you in all you have asked of me and have set a king over you. Henceforth, the king will be your leader. As for me, I have grown old and gray, but my sons are still with you, and I have been your leader from my youth to this day. Here I am. Testify against me in the presence of Adonai and in the presence of God's anointed one. Whose ox have I taken? Whose ass have I taken? Whom have I defrauded or whom have I robbed? From whom have I taken a bribe to look the other way? I will return it to you." They responded, "You have not defrauded us and you have not robbed us and you have taken nothing from anyone." He said to them, "Adonai then is witness, and God's anointed is witness, to your admission this day that you have found nothing in my possession." They responded, "Witness." Samuel said to the people, "Adonai is witness, the one who appointed Moses and Aaron and who brought your fathers out of the land of Egypt. Come, stand before Adonai while I cite against you all the kindnesses that Adonai has done to you and your fathers. When Jacob came to Egypt, your fathers cried out to Adonai, and Adonai sent Moses and Aaron who brought your ancestors out of Egypt and settled them in this place. But they forgot Adonai their God. So God delivered them into the hands of Sisera, the military commander of Hazor, into the hands of the Philistines, and into the hands of the king of Moab. And these made war upon them. They cried to Adonai, 'We are guilty, for we have forsaken Adonai and worshipped the Baalim and Asherot. Oh, deliver us from our enemies, and we will serve you.' And Adonai sent Yerubbaal and Bedan and Yeftach and Samuel and delivered you from the enemies around you. And you dwelt in security. But when you saw that Nahash, king of the Ammonites, was advancing against you, you said to me, 'No, we must have a king reigning over us, though Adonai your God is your king.' Well, Adonai has set a king over you. Here is the king that you have chosen, that you have asked for. If you will revere Adonai, worship and obey God, and will not flout Adonai's command, if both you and the king who reigns over you will follow Adonai your God, well and good. But if you do not obey Adonai and you flout Adonai's command, the hand of Adonai will strike you as it did your fathers. Now stand by and see the marvelous thing that Adonai will do before your eyes. It is the season of the wheat harvest. I will pray to Adonai, who will send thunder and rain. Then you will take thought and realize what a wicked thing you did in the sight of Adonai when you asked for a king." Samuel prayed to Adonai, and Adonai sent thunder and rain that day, and the people stood in awe of Adonai and of Samuel. The people all said to Samuel, "Intercede for your servants with Adonai, your God, that we may not die, for we have added to all our sins the wickedness of asking for a king." But Samuel said to the people, "Have no fear. You have indeed done all those wicked things. Do not, however, turn away from Adonai, but serve Adonai with all your heart. Do not turn away to follow worthless things which can neither profit nor save you, but are worthless. For the sake of God's great name, Adonai will never abandon God's people, seeing that Adonai undertook to make you God's people."
You've been listening to The Voice of the Prophet from the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS. You'll find questions for further reflection and discussion in the episode notes. If you find these podcasts meaningful, please share them with your friends and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can email me your questions or comments at onlinelearning@jtsa.edu.